Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man. I don't know why, but anytime I, you know, just smoking this weed and you ain't on here and I ain't really live, I'm just smoking, and then the moment I go live and I say, I'm going to take one more hit, and I take that hit, I get to coughing like this. I cough like this most times. You know, not all the time, but most times anyway. But what I'm saying is every time I do that shit, when I'm finna go live, I cough. I really think it's so you can have pity on me and just send me not free money. Just, you know, if it's 2,000 of you guys looking right now, I want all 2,000 of you motherfuckers to hit me for the course. Because you got to wake up. Listen, I'm going to talk about some shit that happened to me. And some of you might remember it. Most of you won't. But people have been hearing about my course for a very long time. I don't know if you really know this, but I've had this course since 2010. That's 11 years. Every 4 or 5 years, I update it. But the last update kind of showed me the next update might not be so much change, so much added, because I mean, things are really kind of leveling off. Not for me. I'm talking about for you guys. If you really noticed, I've completely backed away from that Facebook, flooding Facebook with shit about my course. I don't do that no more. That's because dudes have been hearing about my course by word of mouth. And they've been enrolling. Several motherfuckers have friends that they noticed the improvement in them. And I got to compliment my students because they didn't give it up. They told them where they can get it, but they did not give it up. And that's one thing I appreciate. You paid for this shit, man. You studied for it, and you're going to give it away? Come on, man. So my point is, I'm fully out of the competing or the competition to be known as some kind of fucking person with guidance from young men. I'm not in that no more. I mean, I have it, and I'm going to keep doing what I do. But my mentality about it is totally different. You know, there's several dudes on the internet, and most recently, you know, I had problems with one of them, but I'm not really talking about that guy. It's just several dudes that have self-help, self-improvement, more of a man type shit. And it really is a such thing as improving. But these dudes have nothing like what I offer. And I'm going to explain this shit. And I want you to understand this shit. This is a big fucking difference. Yeah, I'm talking. You know, so maybe you've been swayed because I know how to talk. But I'm going to give you some factual shit that you can personally research if you want. See, my confidence course is unique in more than one way. They all talk shit. Now, I hear they talking about buying women or whatever. Now, I don't know what they're talking about, but hold on, excuse me. If you notice, even since you've been listening, I haven't changed. I have not changed my product. I have not did anything but improved it. So what I'm saying is this. My course, now listen to this. My course is backed up with actual battlefield experience. My course is also supported by 3 or more weekly videos where there's, human contact after you buy the product. Otherwise, the other motherfuckers, I see 786, let me finish this point. The other motherfuckers, they'll give you whatever the fuck. And can you contact them about it? Can you check them on it? Let me get you right now, 786, because I'm going to run my mouth. What's up, brother?
You can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a little situation. Basically, like, I feel I didn't take the class.
Wait. You got something going on in the background. You got your window down. You're in the car. Are you outside? What is it?
No, I'm finna go in the car. I was outside. I'm finna go inside right now.
Yeah, because I hear that wind blowing.
All right,
shit.
All right, I'm in. I'm in.
Okay,
now you shouldn't be able to hear.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, basically, I had to I was never able to take the class or whatever because financially I had the course or whatever. And the shit started working for me, but it backfired. Basically, I'm in a situation where I'm going to keep it short. The confidence shit, it fucked me up because at the job, bitches been trying to fuck with me. But the problem is this ugly-ass bitch that I don't want no problems with or whatever, she was acting cool with me. I just was cordial. And then all of a sudden, she started accusing me of shit. And I'm a black man, you know? You know how dangerous that shit could be. So I'm trying to ask you, long story short, should I just quit my job?
No, fuck not gonna quit the job. Listen, first of all, didn't I tell you, man, once you get with this shit, shit is gonna be coming to you, and you ain't really fucking with it, but it's one thing you never do. You don't shit where you eat. So these bitches that's fucking with you at your job, you gotta remain, available if that's the case. But you're not. And the way you start letting them know is by dropping lugs. God damn, is this sexual harassment? You just drop lugs. You know, and you crack up when you say that shit. Girl, is you sexually harassed? I know if I did this or that to you, you'd be in the report. Would you? You know, act like you're giving her action. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, drop them lugs on her. Because after you drop them on them, you go play it out. Look, baby, I ain't with this here. And I didn't say it to you on several occasions that I ain't. And, you know, I didn't kind of open the door with the supervisor, although I didn't say nothing in particular. But I can follow up with it. You got to let them know you playing your hand. The hand you've been dealt. And you using the shit she using. That kills them, bro. That stops them from overtly fucking with you, but covertly, they still lusting for your ass. So what I'm saying is that they want to go on with fucking with you after you done brought all this up, then you explain how you gonna do it. Look at this, look, you look good in the motherfucker. I've been wanting to go up in them guts, but now I don't want no problems at work. And I don't want you to be my woman. So if we, you know, can have some fun, you know what I'm saying, woo-woo. You explain it to her like that. And let's say it's 6 bitches you talking about right now, you know, that, you know, plus the one that you ain't even interested in. I bet you 4 of them motherfuckers take you up on that motherfucking deal. Because it really and truly right now ain't no problem. They really lusting for you. Because of what they seeing. But you seeing ahead or further down the road than they're seeing. So you seeing how it could be fucked up. Now, you got to show them that you'll charge them and cost them their motherfucking job, but don't really threaten them with that. But I'm saying at the same time, once they say, oh, no, I ain't tripping like that. No, I really, blah, 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 whatever they say, then you flip it. And that's when you're in control. And you let the bitch know if you fuck with me during lunch or anything like that, or call me when I don't want to be called, then I can't fuck with you because I don't want to lose my job, do you? And she's going to say, hell no. So we got to do this a certain way. And she's going to be with it.
Okay, but the only thing I'm asking, whatever, because I might have left this out. I don't know if this makes a difference or not. The ugly bitch is actually a boss, and she's about to run the whole thing. And my thing is, because she said it out loud to people, so some people are not thinking I didn't hear. If you really think I'm trying to do something to you, you have the power. Why don't you just get me fired? It's like she's telling on herself. Because I don't pay this bitch no
man, listen. Is she the ugly bitch? Is she the one really fucking with you? I know
it's somebody like, I'm trying to do something.
Can
I ain't trying to do none
quiet,
of that.
Man, I don't want to hear all that bullshit. What I'm saying is, she fucking with you on the DL, right?
Yeah.
Listen, just listen. She's doing that because of her position. So what are you supposed to do? Run from that like you doing? No. You supposed to go up to her, even though you don't want to fuck with her, you supposed to say some fucking with her shit. Not, hey, come over, blah, blah. Not that bullshit, but you know what? That fucking green coat you had on today, I don't know what the fuck it did, but it made me see you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. And back up. She gonna motherfucking want you to say whatever it was you was gonna say. But you don't say it. And you tell her you playing by the rules of, you know, I can't say that shit to you. I'm playing by the rules of the goddamn company. You go woo-woo. And when she tells you fuck the rules, you gotta act like you wanna fuck with that bitch. But you can't make her take that as far as, goddamn, I can't wait. You don't want her thinking like that. You want her to think that you really and truly wanna fuck with her. But you guys, I just can't risk what it would cause. It could cost you your job. It could cost me my job. That's just something I can't undertake. And you stay on that, and she'll end up accepting it. So what I'm saying is, whatever you're talking about with the boss, you letting the boss shit handle you instead of you handling the shit. When you see some shit, you're supposed to handle it. You ain't supposed to let it handle you like you do it. Do you feel me, bro?
I hear you. That shit sounds kind of like tricky.
Listen to me. Listen, the reason it sounds like that, and don't get offended, but it's because you used to being a punk. You used to not doing shit you think. You used to thinking about the shit and letting and seeing if it happened on its own, if that's the case. But about going to get it, making something, you ain't doing that shit at all in your fucking life. And you can lie and say you are if you want to.
No, I got a response to that, and it ain't no lie. You absolutely right, but you know why? Them laws.
Listen to me, man. Do you think some of the laws was written yesterday? So, shit. What I'm saying, they changed. Not every day, but they changed the laws. Does that mean you supposed to stop being a motherfucker? Or do that mean you supposed to adjust to exposing yourself to this legal bullshit?
I'm just listening. You asking me a question?
Listen, man, fuck that. You can't talk because the truth will shut a motherfucker up that's bullshitting. Because what I'm saying, motherfucker, whatever the law is in 1880 for whatever the crime they're talking about, the law wasn't the same. And let's say 1880 to 1980 to right now, it changed 5 different times. The motherfuckers that's dealing with the laws, the slick niggas, if that's the case, they still being slick. They still doing everything they've been doing. They just including this new law. So what I'm saying is what the law got to do with you fucking with a bitch.
I ain't want that jacket on me. That's all I'm saying. Like,
what
I could deal
jacket?
With some violent shit, some drug
jacket?
Shit, but a big line,
hey,
a big
man,
line talking about doing something.
Do you want to talk, motherfucker, or do you want to just be X'd out? Because you talking about a jacket. What jacket?
A bitch saying I did something to her, jacket.
Well, what I'm saying is, man, you never should talk to bitches. You want to be gay? Then a motherfucking dude might say you did something to him. What the fuck are you talking about?
Don't tell me you telling me that. So you said every time I fuck with a bitch, it's a risk of... That's crazy.
No.
That's the truth.
No,
that's the truth.
Yeah, I know I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you every time you fuck with a bitch, you better be up on what the fuck you doing so you don't get yourself caught up. I'm going to make the bitch understand I don't care who she is, when she came or whatever, she going to understand who I am, where I'm coming from. And if you want to fuck with me, bitch, cool. If not, quit fucking with me. See, you depended too much on the bitch. You don't depend on you worth a fuck. Now, 202, I'm sorry to keep you holding so long, but this motherfucker, man, I'm tired of talking to him. Hey, 786, I ain't got you off. You still on. But you better think about what you're finna hear. 202, what's up?
Hey, what's up, OG? I appreciate you for taking my call. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Hey, I'm good, OG. I just wanted to thank you, man, because I've been studying your confidence course for a minute and really been working on improving my aura. And, OG, like, it's really been coming through for me. It's really been coming through for me, and I really want to thank you, man. And I want to run a scenario by you if that was okay.
Do it, man, and quit asking questions.
All right. The other night, I just went out to the bar to play pool. I wasn't focused on talking to no bitches. I was just focused on vibing. I was playing, kicking it. I was about to leave, and the little hostess gave me a little piece of paper, and she said, hey, this is my manager Victoria's number. She really wants to talk to you. You hear me? So I called her after she got off, and it was on and popping after that, OG, but I couldn't have done that or felt comfortable doing that on my own if it wasn't for you. And I really appreciate, I'm still learning, I'm still new in the game, but I just appreciate everything you've done so far for me.
Check this out, brother, and I'm going to quiz you right now. And you just don't trip, just say whatever the fuck your answer is. But as far as you just went to play some pool and woo-woo, whatever happens, what the fuck did that tell you?
It told me that I had confidence because I was just focused on myself, focused on having a good time in my own aura. And it was like a magnet.
This is why I'm asking you these questions, or this is why I'm going to ask you these questions. You got to understand some shit. Do you know what an aura is?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
It's like, if you can, all right, this is how I envision it, but it's like...
Stop all that talking about bullshit. Answer the question.
It's a mist around you that people are attracted to. It's like a pheromone. It's like a magnet that attracts people.
Stop.
And it's based
right
off
there.
Of how you think.
Stop right there. Let's say I agree with what you just said. It's like a pheromone. Do you have to try to have pheromones?
No, it's a part of you.
I don't need all that. I just need the answer. No, which is correct. So this is why I'm asking you about your aura. Did you know that the only reason these or whoever woman fucked with you was because you was doing what I tell you in the course? You cannot call on your aura. You cannot use your aura. Your aura works from you being you. You don't have to do shit. All you have to do is be you and be confident in who the fuck you are and what you decided to do. And it's going to project something. The moment you start trying to project it, it's not an aura. Did you know
that? Right. and that's rooted and but it's rooted
I didn't
in confidence.
Did you know that?
Oh, I'm sorry, OG. I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry.
Well, did
yes,
you know
sir,
that?
Yes, sir, I did know that.
But you didn't.
Yes, sir.
No. You think you did because of what you're saying and how you're using the word. But the situation you're describing is that you was purposely using your aura. You cannot do that. If you can, tell me how did you do it.
I'm honestly a little confused, but.
About what?
Just about the question.
What about the question is confusing you? I'm saying if you know and you understand what an aura is, you would have to understand that you can't use it. You can't call on it at this particular moment. Your aura is with you, period. And it's because of how you are. It's because of how you handle yourself. It's because of what who's ever looking at you thinks when they see what they see when they're looking at you. It has nothing to do with you except you're being you. So what am I really trying to tell you, bro?
Just be yourself at all times is what I'm hearing.
And if that's the case, it's going to send off whatever vibes, whatever you guys want to call it. But that's your aura. It's not going to come or be profound unless you're being you. And you not being you, if you're trying to think of how to make your aura work, fuck that. You just have to know what it is. And simply because you know what it is, and you're not trying to project it, you're not trying to do anything, you are using it. But that's how you use it. You don't do shit to promote it. Except be you. Do that make sense to you?
It makes the most sense. Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is, do you understand why we took this time to talk about this?
I do, because there's no need to try to use your aura, because it's always, like, you always project whatever you, it's always with you, so you don't have to try to use it. Because
let me say it better. You don't have to try to use your aura if you have confidence in who you are. Because who you are, every person has an aura. It may affect you or me, but it may not affect nobody, which is what everybody's aura basically does, because they're not conscious of what they're emitting. They're not conscious of what they're showing by them being the way they are. You're conscious, as long as you are, of what you're doing. You're conscious of how you're doing it. You're going to project something. And you ain't got to care about no bitch. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. Bitches care about you. And unless they see you, they ain't getting a fuck because you the average motherfucker to them. You got to understand how many motherfuckers disappoint the average woman. You thinking about you, man, I'm not going to disappoint that bitch. Woo-woo. But think about how many motherfuckers pass under this bitch and lie to her. She get home, hey, baby, you know, I'm like, woo-woo. Well, you know what? Let's go out Thursday night. And then Thursday night come, and the motherfucker saying, come pick me up when my mama's up. Or I ain't got no car. Some shit. You don't know how many bitches run into that shit. So what I'm saying is, if the last four dudes she ran into did that goddamn shit, and you walk up to her, and you ain't separating yourself from suckers, she gonna see you as the last four motherfuckers. Soon as you say some shit, they say it. Girl, you sure it's fine. Oh, shit. Now, the nigga that talked to that bitch for 2 or 3 minutes and never mentioned how she looked, and then, you know, that's the case, gone about his business, man, that bitch want that nigga number. You guys are stupid and you don't believe that. You believe the other shit. So I'm like this. Believe it. That's me. You can't tell now graduate from Sidewalk University that what the fuck I said ain't true. And they have physical proof that they've experienced, because after graduating, they kept on being blah, blah, blah. And it really is real. The only time it's not real is when you ain't. It's like that, bro. So what am I telling you? Get your fucking ass to Sidewalk University so you can learn what the fuck I'm talking about. You can wait till it's $13.50 again, or you can get it while it's $7.50. Now, it was $500. You waited too long to get the $500 deal. But it wasn't your fault.
But,
listen, it wasn't your fault.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you got the course. You already told me that. Didn't you?
No, OG. No, that's not what I wanted to tell you. I actually wanted to talk to you about SWU. I called you a few weeks ago. I don't know if you remember, but my mom had passed, and we talked for a good minute, and you gave me some real good game. And at the end of it, you said, you know, you was going to let me enroll in Sidewalk University for free, just hit you on your email. I haven't hit you on your email yet, but I just wanted to let you know that I was going to do that after this call, if that offers something.
Why you didn't get it? Why you didn't do it when I said it?
I procrastinated, OG, and I was got caught
man,
up in school work.
Man, fuck no, I'm not doing
right.
it. I did
right,
not
no
procrastinate. You never hit me. This is what I'm talking about with you guys, man. You motherfuckers will watch a video I did 5 weeks ago and start holding me to whatever you got on that video. Man, fuck you. That video is for right now, or maybe 24, 48 hours from now. But after this week, that video ain't shit to me as far as what I offered. Hey, listen, man, this is a real world situation. You want it now, you better get it. If you don't get it, you risk it not being available when you want it. Now, I'm not saying you got it and you just didn't get it. As far as, you know, you got the money, but you just procrastinated. I ain't really saying that. What I'm saying is this. I have sales. And I am not obligated to shit but honoring that sale. And when that sale is for a particular period and your fucking ass miss it, do you expect me to pay for your shit?
Not at all.
So let me ask you another question. Why didn't you jump on it when you mentioned it?
It was a complete fuck up, and I thought it was.
Stop, man. Stop.
I didn't know
oh,
I had.
No excuses.
Nah.
Can you all give
right,
me
all right. It ain't
the
no
reason
truth.
You didn't do it?
No, sir. Like you, it's my fuck up, and I got to own it and stand on it.
Listen to me, bro. You ain't got no fucking game. Because what I'm saying is this. You could have said Rosebud, man. I know it might have took too long, man. But my mind, man, this shit just fucked me up. And I was just tripping, man. You know, and I fucked up. Now, I would have faded you if you would have said something like that. You know why? Because it's the truth. Well, it's not the truth if that's the case for you. But what I'm saying is I bet that was the truth. Was it?
Yes, sir. It's been a rough time with the holidays and everything. So I've been slacking
well,
on my
why
schoolwork.
You ain't telling me
on
the truth is gonna not get you what you want, because that's what's wrong with you, motherfuckers. You think being real is soft. Being real is soft when you fucking with a fake nigga. When you fucking with a real nigga, being real is what matters. So you tell me, man, shit, man, mine's fucked me up, man, and it's been hard. Life has been hard. Everything. I mean, shit, I didn't know it was going to... Hey, whatever you say to sound like a punk, but you really using some real shit, and real niggas can pluck out sometimes. You think I'm going to be strong? Well, my mama gone. But I'm saying, you think I'm going to be strong a week after my mama gone? A month after my mama gone? Man, shit. It took me 10 years to get over my dad. It took me about 3 years to get over my mom because my dad died first 20 years before my mom died. So I had went through that trip. So don't think I can't recognize you going through that trip. So let me ask you this,
I know.
Bro. Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Why the fuck do you think I asked you this?
Because you could see I'm faking, like you could tell it straight up, and I'm like for real trying to hide like the pain I'm going through. I don't want nobody to see this shit because I've been like, it's been a rough motherfucking. You kept it so real for me, bud, and like you think I'm lying, but the only thing that keeps me going right now, I replay part one of the course every morning. It's like it literally is like a ritual every morning. It gets me to wake up. Then I move on to part, like, I take my time with it and go to part two and three, but I can always come back to part one because it has so much foundational stuff that I really have to, like, revisit right now during this time because I got to hold this on my own. So,
listen, no, you don't have to hold it on your own. You can hold it on your own, and you will hold it on your own, but luckily, you know, real motherfuckers like me, man. And I want the reason I asked you the shit, because I wanted to hear you tell me the shit you telling me now. So that can make me be able to say, man, I got love for you, baby. I'll hit you. I just forgot what the fuck you asked for, but you can ask for it again and I'll hit you. Because I want to know, man. I just got game. That's why I do what I do.
Right.
I wanted everybody
right.
to hear the truth. I wanted everybody to know ain't no punk in you having feelings.
Yeah.
You just have to control your feelings. You can't let them control you.
Yeah.
Period.
And just like you teach, you say, like, come on, like part of confidence is knowing how to control your emotions because a woman's going to trust you one day to take control of her emotions. So you got to learn how to control yours first. But faking ain't part of the game. So
do me a favor.
Me out.
Do me a favor, bro. Hit me, email, today, you know, with your phone number, the whole thing. Hit
okay.
me in whatever the fuck you was asking for, as long as it ain't, you know, for me to be over and then, you know. I motherfucking hit you, man. I want to help, but I'm not just going to listen to some bullshit and give my shit away. I'm just real like that, man. I'm going to take you to some changes, and you're going to let me know where you're coming from. And once I see and it's something cool with me, man, I am giving you what the fuck you want. That's me.
Right.
I'm winning. I'm not broke. I ain't got to try to charge every motherfucker talk to me. But I'm serious, bro.
Right.
Hit me. Identify yourself. Don't say nothing that somebody can copy because I have 20 emails. Copy chick, but hit me with your full phone number and whatever it was you was asking for. I got you.
Mm-hmm. Even if it was what I just asked for, that ain't too much.
I'm not sure because I forgot. God damn it. Hit me on the email. Remind
All
me
right.
of what the fuck you asked for. And
right.
damn, they gonna say I don't give a fuck what it was. I'm going to give it to you. I just don't really know what you asked for. So, you know, when you hit me, I forgot. When you hit me and you say it, oh, okay. I had a reason for saying what I said. But my reason is just
yeah.
my reason. Reasoning is a total different ballgame. And that's what I was doing
right.
with you. I was reasoning with you as far as I want to change my mind, but I'm not going to let this motherfucker tell me a story that's going to make me change my mind. But I am going to listen to what he say. Because telling the story and telling the truth, there's a difference in how you talk.
Mm.
I don't know if y'all know this shit, but I am a conversationalist. Ain't nothing you, everything you say to me, I can see who you are through your words. And I just believe you was real, bro. So I'm going to let you go, all right?
All right, OG. Thank you. I'm going to hit you right now.
Right now. That's what you're supposed to do. See, that's game. Niggas say, I'm going to hit you right now. Because he don't want me to go back on my word. But he know if he has that, see it like he did. But he ain't going to do it no more. Listen to any other motherfuckers who make claims, same kind of claims that I do. I'm talking about when I say listen to any motherfucker, I'm talking about any of them goddamn gurus, them fake-ass goddamn gurus talking shit. Man, you got to have game, man. Man, you got all this old bullshit. You listen to any of them motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck who it is. And then you go back 10 years and listen to any of my shit. I don't give a fuck. My shit is there 10 years ago. Listen to it and see ain't them motherfuckers saying what the fuck I was saying then. You will see and you will hear them motherfuckers saying the same shit I was saying 10 years ago. What I'm saying is the problem is since them motherfuckers ain't got no real game, they only copying. They're only plagiarizing themselves by stealing somebody else's spoken words. And the way you can see they ain't got no game is to just ask them any kind of goddamn question. Ask them for any fucking details. Whoever that particular fake-ass motherfucker is, they can't speak. They get mad and raise their voice and talk. I raise my voice all the time. See, but that's why when they charge your motherfucking ass for every goddamn thing you want from them, you think they're the shit. When they ripping you off, do you realize how much they change their fucking shit? Them fucking dudes, them three amigos be telling you to fucking listen to video shit. They ain't got no fucking game. Every motherfucker on Facebook don't have game. They have whatever they have. What I'm saying is when you realize all this shit I'm saying, you put it together. I got a school. You can catch me. I'm doing videos every day about the same shit. I ain't hiding. There's no mystery about fucking with me. And you see, fuck you. I'm not trying to sell you a goddamn thing. If you fucking want to buy my shit, hit me, we can roll. But about me convincing you, ask any motherfucker that tried to ask me to convince him, man, fuck you. If you can't make your mind up about what you want, I really don't want to convince you to buy my shit. What I'm saying, fellas, when you see them motherfuckers didn't use my or misuse my shit, but they lack game to explain what any of the shit means, what I'm saying is I don't lack in any way. You fuck with me, you got something that you fucking with. I ain't going no motherfucking where. I'm not changing up on you. I'm going to tell you what I told them, whoever motherfuckers 10 years ago. But I'm going to make it to where it's understandable for today. Because in reality, being a woman or being a man does not change with time. You guys think it does. That's why you're changing all the time. That's why you believe all them fucking gurus that be bushing you. I heard the motherfuckers telling you to spend money on bitches now so you won't have no problems. Yeah. If that's what you want to believe, go ahead. you know, test me. You may not see it, but the reason will show itself. Nothing that happens in my life is new. I've experienced damn near everything. I'm not saying I've experienced it all and I'm bored with life. I'm saying I've been doing what I do regularly for a lot of years, and there's not too much shit gonna change for a carpenter or an electrician. There's not too much shit gonna change. They're gonna do what they do every day until they retire. Same with me. So what I'm saying is I can't. Since, well, first of all, go back some years. Man, I'm a big old square. I'm used to doing, no, I'm a pimp nigga, and I'm used to doing what the fuck I want to do. Now, you know, I ain't no pimp nigga, so I can still do what I want to do. But then you get to fucking with a bitch, and you like the bitch, and you marry the bitch. Now you got to fucking realize you got to coexist. And you coexist realizing, or at least I coexisted, realizing I can't wake up anytime I want to and go in my motherfucking office and start talking shit on the computer like I was used to. I'm realizing hella shit that makes my life more comfortable. Doing what I want to do definitely makes my life comfortable. But if you coexisting, doing what's cool to be done is what's going to make that existence cool. So, you know what? I realized shit was going to change, and I just invited it. I already had a daughter, so I'm saying I'm welcoming all the responsibilities that came with that. I undertook them, and I knew what comes with raising a child. I got 12 brothers and sisters. The good thing is, you know, as I was raising her, she and I got really, really tight. And very early, I think she was 17 or 18, she moved to Vegas. I'm telling you, I taught her every fucking thing that I possibly knew. And it was cool. Because I never lied to her about who I am. I remember when she came home and said, "Daddy, keep calling me Little Rosebud." And she was crying. She wasn't crying because she was called Little Rosebud, Pimp's daughter, because she knew I was Rosebud the Pimp. And I told her that goddamn shit way before she started going to school. So them kids wouldn't fuck her head up when they told her. She just was mad that they didn't call her Lena. What I'm saying is, I'm not sure, but I think what I'm experiencing is what I call being happy. I'm telling you, having some responsibilities that can't wait, like taking care of a new little motherfucking one-year-old girl, I did think, what the fuck have I stepped into? But, man, I have so many things to step into. And some of it be gay-ass shit to me. You know, I hate to keep making blanket statements. This is some gay shit. That's blanket. But I know, if that's the case, I could find a better way to say it. It's just that's my true feeling about it. I'm going to bring this up. You guys are way too young to remember this, but not too young, but you just ain't going to remember it. Years ago, I got into it on Facebook with one of these fraudulent gurus. I ain't going to mention the motherfucker name, but this motherfucker would quote the Bible, quote Socrates, Plato. And, you know, man, what the fuck are you talking about with that bullshit, man? You know, how you gonna make the Bible a part of some street shit we doing? I hated that shit, so I cussed his ass out. And I told him, no real nigga listen to this goddamn bullshit. Now, I had already had conversation with this dude that, you know, listened to this nigga. But I didn't know how much of this gay shit I could take, man. Because I'm tired of this fucking soft-ass, lie to a bitch, fuck with kids. I'm tired of this fucking shit. And you got to remember, fools, when you call in, I do have a show. Call in, but don't act like the white boys, the white boy haters, you know, when they call in. Because when they call in, they whisper, they speak soft, and they say all kind of rough shit, but you can barely hear it. And then when you tell them it's hard to hear, you know, and I tell them motherfuckers to speak up, they hang up. Like, if you listen to my show, because I did a show on that that dealt with that shit, you'll hear three of them motherfuckers. The guru's followers. And they call in, and they're in a chilly voice, you motherfucker. You know, this, whatever, how they talk. And they finna do whatever the fuck, man. 701, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, bud, I hope everything cool with you, man. I'm just watching, enjoying your show, man.
Well, why did you press 1? Because that's the only way you come in the queue like that. You ain't got nothing you want to say. You sound like D, goddammit.
Hey, since you recognize me, I'm a...
Is this motherfucking D or not?
Oh, gee, of course, man. Shit.
You see, I got good ears even though I'm old in the motherfucker. I heard that accident.
Hey, OG, in reality, you're almost 70, man. You don't know how blessed you are, man. You know I can't fuck with you.
What's up, D?
Hey, listen, bro, I'm going to say this real quick, man. After that, shoot me with your double-barrel Uzi. You can let me go, okay?
All right. But I know you're going to have a hell of shit anyway. But go ahead.
My thing is, man, you know, a few weeks ago I was listening to you. You say, somebody rob you. My thing is, why would somebody rob Rosebud, Beetlejuice, my motherfucking OG? And my thing is, are you paranoid since that shit happened, man? You said somebody robbed you, they took your watch and shit?
Man, I'm not paranoid or nothing like that. But people, I got haters, man, for whatever reason. You might be cool.
You do got haters.
Yeah, but you might be cool with whatever I'm saying, whenever I say it. But there's people waiting to be able to say whatever the fuck negative about what I say so that they can make me appear not to be whatever because I just said something about whoever they like. You know, it's like several guys, and they got a lot of people that like them. So when I say something about them or indicate something about them, they, you know, their followers automatically hate on them. Now, I can say this. Well, I believe this. I hope it's true. But what I'm saying is when people that fuck with me hear people, you know, cracking on me, they don't even care because they know it ain't true. And I just hope I don't have no followers that be fucking trying to disrupt another motherfucker's show or whatever, you know, because they agree with me. Man, fuck them motherfuckers, man. The only thing matter to me is I agree with me.
Hey, man, happy birthday. Hey, you know, you told me they took you out to eat for your SWC, and this is your first time in your career since you've been doing your shit. I told you was that nigga. I told you was a star, man.
Hey, Brother D, you know I love your motherfucking ass, and I got a lot more shit to talk about, so I got to go.
Hey, I'm a holler at you. Be cool, man. I know you
know
there, Uzi. I love you.
D ain't no scary motherfucker. That's why I like him, because I definitely talk shit. But anyway, to show you how much of a sucker these guys are, their followers instant message me or they make comments on my videos. They put their phone numbers on it. They want to call, so they want me to call so they can argue with me and roast me or whatever about whatever they think. But I'm telling you, these listeners are fucking too much because they take it all the way to interrupting my shit just so they can interrupt it. So I made a video about how one of those niggas, one of those gurus, followers, hit me and said he didn't like me calling, you know, all that motherfucking gurus listeners gay. That nigga put his number on there. But every other motherfucker that put their number on there, they're talking about how they're going to, you know, roast me and blah, 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 and whatever, they're going to make me sit down and shut up, take my old ass to the retirement home, blah, blah, blah. This nigga put his message, I mean, this nigga put his number in the message and didn't make any type of challenge. Man, we men, man, we need to be able to talk about this shit. Now, this just showed he wasn't insecure. And guess what? I called the nigga. And gang recognized gang. Like I say, I called him. And I said that to say, since that motherfucker's guru, that motherfucking guru, his listeners, watched that video. And I have no less than 20 right now. 20 fucking phone numbers challenging me. But this brother, he didn't challenge me, and we talked. And we ended up not being friends, you know, go have drinks and shit. But we ended up being, you know, cool because, you know, man shit, man. Now tell me, is that weak shit or not, motherfuckers calling you, leaving a phone number, wanting you to call him so you can get cussed out? Man, these fools heard me say I respected some of that fucking gurus listeners for being real. But, you know, they don't care that I said that. They just, but those are the ones that are the suckers, are the fucking idiots that's believing this goddamn shit. Because they're the ones that hit my email with threats and challenging shit. Am I angry to point out the childish fucking shit these fucking dudes use on that guru's instructions? Am I out of line to call bitch shit, bitch shit? And to think, listen, these dudes think they're men. They think they're alpha men at that. But when you think of it, how else could they act? I mean, I'm saying they got some fucking guru telling them to suck a bitch booty before they stand up as a man. You know, they're following a fake motherfucker who don't even know how to kick game with a nigga. Any of you motherfuckers should be able to see the pussy shit these fools are doing, but if you don't, you don't. And there ain't shit I can do to help you, you know, blind motherfuckers. Each day, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, I should be closer and closer to one of my goals. Now, years ago, I went to school to get degrees to pursue a life's dream, really. I wanted to become an elementary school teacher, preferably third grade. Once I got my master's, I went for my teaching credentials at Toro University. And in the middle of, I think it was my first week, they denied me, called me out of class and shit. And this was based on a felony I had in 1983. This was 2000 and something. Matter of fact, it was 30 years. So it had to be 1983, 93, 2003. That's 30. So it had to be around that time. Now, I fought the shit like they said. I got all the shit expunged like they said. And when I went to Torah University and told them, you know, check my record, blah, blah, blah. The motherfuckers checked it and read the same shit. And I said, how could you read that shit? Because it was expunged. You know what they said? They said, yeah, it was expunged, but it says it was expunged. So, you know, you still have it. So what I'm saying is this. I fought it, got everything expunged, and they still denied me. You know, I haven't been involved with the police since 83. That was actually the last time I had involved with the police. And that shit didn't matter. So what I'm saying is, should I accept being fucked out of all that goddamn money it took for me to get those damn degrees? Should I accept all that shit simply because those fucking Peckinwoods tried to motherfucking deny me of what I wanted? No. I came up with that confidence course, and I was going to teach it online because I wanted to be a teacher. And when I started that shit in 2010, I quickly saw that the dudes I was, you know, talking to were like squares. They were squares of motherfuckers and couldn't understand what I was saying to them. So here I am in a big dilemma. Should I let that stop me? Fuck no. I put together a MP4 version of that shit and laced it with more game, with more of the game that I would be kicking at Sidewalk University. And once I had enough alumni fucking with me on the strength of the MP4s, I would invite a lot of them to the first semester of Sidewalk University free. And this all had taken over 6 years. And I'm telling you, I was just amazed because I started my dream job. But let's not forget, I've been living off, you know, what I think all this time, however many years it takes. So you don't have to give me credit. I don't, you know, trip on that shit. I mean, you don't credit that I know I deserve. You don't have to, you know, give it to me if you don't want to, because that shit don't feed my ego. I am the only person on earth who can feel or starve my ego. I stay full, because I feed my ego. I feed my ego by accomplishing big shit. And when I accomplish whatever it is I accomplish, my head swells. This was a larger than life damn near, because in reality, I cannot go in a hat store and buy a hat. My head's too big. They got to measure it and make me a hat right there. Man, who got a size 20 head? Now that I'm at this point, I couldn't be fucking happier. Salute to all of you motherfuckers who helped me along the way. You know, some of you guys asked to get into Sidewalk University when it was a group. In the request form, it asked how many groups are you in. I'm talking about 907 groups was the least amount of groups those motherfuckers was in. Now, if you haven't bought the course, why would you fucking want to add another motherfucking group to your list of groups that you that you belong to? I don't want, nor do you qualify to fuck with that stuff. The only way you're going to qualify is if you got gamed up fucking with me. from the course. And that was when I was selling the course. Because in reality, I will sell it, but I'm not selling the course anymore. I'm selling the Sidewalk University. Now, I didn't tell you motherfuckers this shit from the start because, you know, it just would have created a problem. But the way I'm doing shit is how you separate the real from the fake. You know, if I promise you, you're going to get all this, you're going to get all that. Ooh, just spend the money, blah, blah, blah. And in the end, I'll be dealing with a whole bunch of motherfucking fake-ass fools who only wanted whatever they thought the end result was going to be. They ain't hardly thinking they got to work for it. But the way I roll, I get the motherfuckers who are willing to take a real chance on a nigga like me. And with that chance, they don't get all I have to offer. They just are. I offer tangible shit that I can be checked on. How can you check a nigga quoting Plato or the Bible? Why would people follow a person that they can't check? Why would a motherfucker who's trying to lead people to, in today's world quote Plato from centuries ago? And then have the nerve to say, I'm old. This is how stupid you guys are. These are questions you need to ask yourself. Today's world will have you following a goddamn goat. Long as that goat has access to YouTube and can do some shit that you can understand, you're going to follow that motherfucker. Does it matter? I mean, does it matter that most fucking gurus, most if not all gurus of the day, have no past? Have any of you noticed they're lacking credibility? Damn. They're lacking credibility. Other than the fact you like that motherfucker's quotes. Now, I'm sure you've seen a picture of him in front of a street sign in a limo. That's for suckers. For suckers, that shit, standing in front of someone else's limo on the street, in front of a street sign, makes him a credible pimp to you fucking fools. Not a pimp, a credible man. But do you have any verified facts from verified men on this fool? This is so important, yet none of you need that. You're sharp enough to choose who you want to listen to and listen to him and be a fool. See, you have his friends and people who support him, but do you have any real facts about his exploits in life? No, you don't. Therein lies my point. Real niggas know. Fake niggas quote. A real nigga ain't going for shit unless it's on his menu. And a real nigga ain't gonna let no motherfucker say shit about it that ain't true. Man, a real nigga has info that can help kids, teens, parents, adults. Because a real motherfucker done taken his life's experiences and translated them into helpful information. See, I'm talking about what real niggas do. See, a real nigga don't need motherfuckers co-signing his shit. You ain't never heard me on any video call for anyone. Maybe Tay, but I didn't call for him. Wait a minute. 414, what's up with you?
Hey, just checking in, OG, and Like I said, you ain't telling no lies. I just buried an OG a couple days ago. She's my auntie, and she was down, and she always spoke her mind. And, nigga, quit explaining yourself to these lanes, man. You know, you certified, man. But on top of it, continue to put it in their face. And I'll dig that jacket with SWU on it.
Bro, listen. A lot of people today, don't get what I got coming up. Otherwise, I got to explain myself because people without the explanation don't know what to do. They just hear something that sounds however they interpret it, and they do that shit. But no, man, when you explain it and you let a person know what's real, then they have a wiser decision to make. That's where I'm coming from. But go ahead.
I got you, OG, but you got to understand, sometimes, you know, it's just like steak, man. Sometimes they'll choke on it, but, you know, my whole thing is this, man. They know the format. They know the game. You gave them half off on the product, they still wouldn't want to jump on it. Then when you try to plug them
and
lace
them. That shit there, you right. Fuck them.
Right. That's all I'm saying, nigga.
I didn't know you were talking about that. I thought you were talking about something else. But you fucking right. Okay. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. But hey, bro, but you hear me, don't you? I always say, man, fuck you motherfuckers. I don't care. If you want to wait.
Listen, man. That's right, nigga. If you don't want it, don't buy it. But then don't be like a sucker and then call up and be like, oh, well.
I didn't know you was talking about that, G, but that shit is totally right. I thought you were saying something else. Hold on. Let me get 323. 323, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing was
happening
with you.
I forgot. Nothing much. I just forgot my second question because he was on the phone. But so I had a relative that, you know, it's a lot of shit going on out here in L.A. They calling it the purge. So my relative. My relative, female, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, yeah, so, you know, it's a lot of shit going on here in L.A. They trying to call it the purge. You know, that's the narrative they trying to put out, all this robbing shit going on.
What is
on,
the purge?
Long story. The purge, like, you know, motherfuckers out here getting robbed, killed, all kind of shit, man. You know, these motherfuckers out here hungry.
All right.
Well, I'm pretty sure you haven't heard because, you know, you ain't Nevada now, but very short, you know, my people was calling me like, yeah, your relative, they tried to get robbed and shit, but, you know, the dude couldn't get her purse, but he knocked her front teeth out. And, you know, they like, you know, I'm like, well, you know, she kind of young, but by her being out there in the streets, you know, she got to say what this shit come with, you know. She ain't
Wait. Are you saying by her being out there in the streets, she is doing what she doing voluntarily, you saying?
I mean, you know,
yes or no,
when I say, I mean, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was just saying, like, you know, like, by her being out there in the streets, you know, that's what come with it, you know, which is what you preach, and, you know, I kind of agree with it. You know, when you're out here in the streets in this game, you got to set your freedom, being, you know, you risking your freedom, your life. It's a lot
bro,
of
bro, okay,
that you
okay,
risking.
Stop. What is your question or your point?
You know, I would just wanted to ask you, basically, like, far as, you know, with this game stuff, since, you know, that's a part of it, am I, like, kind of wrong for, like, telling them that? Because everybody's
telling them what?
Like, oh, no remorse.
Telling them
oh,
what?
That's
that
just,
is a part of it.
Just,
hey, bro, look, I can't talk to you if you ain't going to listen. All you doing is talking. You don't give a fuck what I'm saying. Why do you want me to talk to you when I can't because you're running your mouth? If you say seven things and the first thing you said interested me, I can't even ask you about it because you want to tell me the other six. That's fucking crazy to me, man. Your question, I guess, is were you wrong to tell her that's what come with the streets? Right or wrong?
Yes, right.
Fuck no, you wasn't wrong to tell her that, man. But why would you need to ask that question?
Like you said, my answer is already in the question, man.
Not only that, man, this is the fear you motherfuckers have of yourselves. Why can't you go for what you think?
Man, tell him, OG.
I'm just saying, why the fuck can't you go for what you think, man? You didn't think to kill nobody. You didn't think to rob a bank. You're just thinking about some life shit. Now, you did make a decision because you did tell her, fuck that. You know, that's part of it. But what fucks that up is that you brought it up as a particular point or an issue. Was I right to do it? Man, you right to do whatever the fuck you think whenever you doing what you think. Now, what you think is fucked up, you gonna find out in the 33rd. But 9 out of 10 times, matter of fact, let me ask you this. When you told her, man, you the fucking one chose that shit, that's part of it. Was that your first thought?
Yeah, it was, you know.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that your first thought is always, in every fucking situation, the best thought? Do you believe that?
After listening to you, hell yeah. And
well,
if I'm wrong,
wait. Why do you think that after listening to me? What makes what I said to you believe the first thought is the best thought?
What makes me believe that is, even if I'm wrong, I accept the arrows that come with it, but my first thought, I might not have no other thoughts up after that.
Check this out. That's not right. You know why your first thought is the best thought? It's because if you never drove a race car and you're thinking about doing it, and your first thought is to get in there and do it. You know why that's the best thought you could possibly have? Because you're not going to start saying, yeah, but if I get in there and don't know how to turn and don't know how to do this and don't, you ain't going to say none of the bullshit that make you just think about shit. The only way you should not do your first thought is if you're talking about some kind of criminal activity. But if you know you don't think stupid like that, harming yourself, harming no people, or no criminal activity, you know you don't think about that, your first thought can be acted on because it's always pure. Your first thought is pure because whatever happened, whatever you think right now is what you really should do. Because if you think about it, you're going to think about all kind of ways to not do what you're doing, but you're going to want, I mean, not do what you should do, but you're going to want the results of what you should do, which is causing frustration because you ain't getting it. That's why everybody hate everybody now. You understand that?
Hell fucking yeah, man. So you right.
Let's get real, man, and grow, bro. That's what we doing here. I love it. Hey, you got anything else, 414?
Yes, sir. It's just, man, it's just this world is so crazy, but we just need you. We need you just to continue to kick these niggas.
Hey, listen, man. I grew up at a time, this nigga dead now, but his name was Player Rick. Player Rick was everywhere any fly shit was. And he got his name when he was like 18. He knocked off this broad that was really rolling. She had a Camaro and he started driving it and blah, blah, blah. And he was a player Rick. But this nigga died recently and he was damn near 80. And what I'm saying is he never, ever had bitches. I mean, he had girlfriends and shit, you know, and, you know, he could talk shit. But what I'm saying, man, what's important is for you to identify yourself to yourself. And everything you do after you identify yourself is to represent what you identify. And if you think like that, listen, if you think like that, no fucking matter what it is, and you do your first thought, you're going to win.
Yes, sir. And that's why I know you believe in this. You believe in manifestation. I believe in it, too. And the fact of the matter, nigga, whatever I dream up and I put my mind to it, it comes to fruition. And like I said, I continue to chase them ghosts. And like I said,
hey,
thank you, man.
Dope, man.
Keep on with you.
I'm 100% agreeing with you. That shit, I mean, you know, you don't have to say shit the way I say it. But as long as you know what I'm saying, that's all that matters, bro. And it sounds like you do.
Hell yeah. And nigga, you need to come here in a 5.5 or 4X so I can snatch one. You know what I mean?
Hey, now, let me go ahead on. I got some more shit. I got a lot of shit. And I don't want to pick up everybody's time. But this is important shit. You know, I've been thinking about this for a little while. And, I mean, I got pages of notes. But anyway. A real motherfucker don't have to spell his name with two D's for a double dose of this motherfucking reality. Now, all you motherfuckers can try if you like. But I'm telling you now, you're wasting your time if you want to fuck with me. I'm too real. A lot of dudes do this gay ass shit. You know, they say that they ain't gay, but then they discover that they are gay. And the reason they're gay is because they listen to things that are said or spoken and they identify with the gayness in it. Now, if there is no gayness in it, they think, man, fuck that shit, man. I'm not being caught up in that antiquated old bullshit way to think as a man. But if there is gayness in the statement, motherfuckers gravitate to that statement. And more, they gravitate to the person making the statement. That explains, you know, the fake guru's followers. Don't be mad at me for providing the reason that you fools are following that goddamn fake. I know you didn't know it, the reason you was doing it. But I'm telling you, it's because you motherfuckers are gay and you just want a gay motherfucker with bullshit to lead you. And I am not saying you should not be gay. I don't hate gay motherfuckers. My daughter gay. So I'm just telling the truth. And you can make my conversation be whatever you want it to be. But to me, unless you're thinking about what the fuck I'm saying, I don't care what you think it is. I'm not going to say that no pimping ass motherfucker today can't match my opinion. But I will say, can't you motherfuckers see why all these motherfuckers hate on me? My legacy is that of a monster. You hear stories, and they're verified by documented shit from real men, and most importantly, real OG pimps. Do you see any of them fucking real OG pimps wanting to match wits with a known sucker? And have any of those fools, including the guru you listen to, motherfucker, ever tried me? The shit gurus have to say is so weak. I can't ever speak to any of them that I have labeled gurus ever again. All any of the motherfuckers against me did. Over and over and over, in one way or another, would say that I was old and outdated. Yet, they still try to match wits with me. God damn. If I'm so old and outdated, what the fuck is that saying about them? When I was in the streets, ain't no way I was going to match wits with a goddamn retired pimp. Even if we had words, I would bow down to him showing respect. I only wanted to match wits with motherfuckers who was killing them currently. Motherfuckers who were pimping like a motherfucker right now. I matched wits with them. I didn't kill any one of them, and they didn't kill me either. Which meant to them and me that we pimps, man. You know, this shit ain't even worth going through any more changes about with each other, man. You know, let that bitch do whatever. You know, nigga, let me buy you a drink. Let me kick this game, man. Fuck the bitch. Pimp on her motherfucking ass, man. So you guys are seriously fucking crazy. Because when you roast a nigga, it's not to say he's old. It's not to say he's outdated. It's to motherfucking say something about that motherfucker that people listening to you roasting didn't know before. That's the roast. But no. You guys thinking an argument is the roast. I've read no less than 50 comments saying how the guru roasted me. And now I should show up. And what did any guru tell you about me that you didn't already know? Unless it was a lie. Because like, everything about me is exposed. On my page, my name is John. John Dixon. It's on my fucking page. So, when these bitch-ass niggas call me trying to talk shit, they think calling me John would get to me. Everybody called me Rosebud or Bud. But these dudes, they call me John. Let me tell you something, man. I got a gang of business people I deal with. Do you think them motherfuckers call me Rosebud? Come on, man. You guys are so fucking stupid. Then I hear from your motherfucking followers that he roasted me because he said I was married. You guys are just absolutely nuts. I fucking posted my wedding pics on Facebook. I said, that's not insulting to me. Calling me John is not insulting to me. I have told damn near things about what me and my wife at the time did for the homeless. This can only be that when someone talking about it as a negative or something I did or something I should have hid, can only be that motherfucking pussy's way of trying to say I did something against the grain of the game. I've been out the game for 18 years. And I was married for 12. Then this nigga wants to show a picture of me finishing off my doghouse for my Roddy. I built it. I do have to finish it. But that shows he don't know shit about a nigga taking his talents with him. Because before I was a pimp, I was a motherfucking carpenter. And I decided to quit being a carpenter to be a pimp. Does that mean I'm supposed to forget everything I learned in carpentry? Fuck no. I stopped building houses and I started building stables for my motherfucking house. Now, if I wanted to roast any guru, I would mention that fool's name as I explain how any nigga that get a dime from a bitch and then make some kind of motherfucking deal for the bitch to reach the rest of his feet is known in the game as Monty Hall. I'm sure you remember that famous deal-making motherfucker on the game show Let's Make a Deal. I then will let your motherfucking ass know if the nigga needed to figure out a deal, you know, to make with the bitch. That can only mean that motherfucker, he was afraid of the bitch. I ain't making no deal, bitch. It's like this. Go need it or don't. I don't give a fuck. But if you need to come back here, hit me with it unless, you know, talk about shit. A lot of you don't know that, you know, niggas like this fucking, not this cube, but those type of motherfuckers compare themselves with tricks. The guru you listen to, he compare himself with tricks. And he never measures up. And what about this nigga fucking bitches who haven't paid him? Well, what about dudes who fuck bitches who haven't paid him? You know, me? I'll fuck a bitch that ain't paid me. Why? Because I ain't no pimp. I don't have to live according to pimp rules. But you motherfuckers are talking about being pimps if you fuck bitches without getting paid. Now, being the chippy nigga, which is what that is, that's the worst fucking sin against the game. I mean, did you get that? I said it's a fucking sin, the worst man. Why do you think niggas that quote the Bible and Plato and shit, why do you think they do that shit? Because they're soft. And, you know, they want to say some shit about what they're doing, but they really think they're sinning. You know, they're going to say some shit about me that is news that everybody read years and months ago on Facebook. Something no one knows about me. I will admit, out of all you followers, there was one motherfucker who didn't like me saying the niggas following this guru's followers are gay, which all of them are, but, you know, I must not include any real niggas in that. I respect game, and when that dude hit me on instant message, then he put his number there to let me know he didn't really like the shit I said. I called him and we spoke for like, I don't know, damn near an hour. Started out bumping heads, of course, over this guru shit. But during the conversation, we end up getting cool. I mean, we both realized, man, you know, motherfuckers, we men, we gonna, you know, no matter what, we gonna have our own opinions. Now, that didn't stop the fact we got cool like real men do. Differences of opinions and all. See, a lot of times how you meet another motherfucker is when y'all having some sort of, you know, misunderstanding. One of you motherfuckers serving the other nigga the news and instead of arguing, the game takes over. You guys got to stop letting the only time you are 100% confident is when you think you need to go shit or piss. Believe it or not, that's the only time you motherfuckers are really confident, willing to do whatever it is you're thinking. Most of you motherfuckers don't even know if you should eat when you're hungry because some motherfucker done told you about your health. Who knows what works better in your life? Who would know what works better in your life than you? Me? That's an honor, bro. But I surely don't know you better than you know yourself. And if I do, don't that tell you that you got a lot of work to do? See, that's confidence, telling yourself the truth. What is confidence? Hey, take this simple test. I will tell you if you passed or failed after you read this and answer the simple questions. Now, you have 5 seconds to answer each of these questions. Question one. You're riding down the fucking street and you see a woman at the goddamn bus stop. What do you do? Question two. You are about to be interviewed for a job you want. You didn't think you were fully qualified, but you believed, you know, you can do the job. What do you think about while you wait? Number three. Your girlfriend asks you on your way home, would you stop and get her some Kotexes? What would you say? Those are just three questions. And I know you failed. And the only way you will help yourself with this test is being honest. If you thought about any one of those questions before you answered it, you are not as confident as you think and definitely could use reinforcement in that area. Those should all be no-brainers. The first answer does not matter, just as the last answer does not matter. That's why I know you ain't confident, because each one of you motherfuckers wanted to get the correct answer. In each of those scenarios, you should be or do whatever the fuck you want to do. No brainer. There is no right or wrong. It's only what you think. That's confidence, goddammit. Shit. I'm in a shit-talking fucking mode. I am a motherfucker, and I know it. There are a few women who can stand it. But, of course, there's many women who won't like me. And, you know, so fucking what? I don't give a fuck. I care that I like me. I care that I can sleep with me. I care that I care. What's up, 347?
Hey, how you doing, bud? I'm just calling in on... sorry to interrupt your game, but building on something that the other brother was talking about, I was talking
about... Come on, man. You ain't got to apologize. Let's kick it.
I got you. So I was talking to this lady, and she was kind of, you know, she sent me these videos about, you know, the youth and, you know, videos on dudes pulling out guns and shit like that. And I was thinking, I'm like, man, the youth is out of order because society's out of order. You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah, but youth is out of order because they have no identity.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering what you thought about, like, you know, that type of mentality that grown-ups have towards the young people nowadays and kind of like that disconnect that's going on right now. Like, what do you think about this?
As far as what they think about the youth of the day, that's no different than what they thought about me when I was young. But what is different... These motherfuckers today want to force you to accept whatever they think should be. And if not, they want to, like, extricate you from the goddamn community. There is no community now as far as the main... Think of this, man. What do you think the main reason, let's say I'm 22 years old and I see a 10-year-old doing some shit, what do you think the main reason I don't today go up to this little motherfucker and slap him in the back of his head and tell him, you better take your ass to school? What do you think the main reason is?
Well, we don't have like a tribe. We don't have everybody disconnected.
No, man, no. The main reason is because I would be scared of this little young motherfucker pulling out a gun and blasting me. Tell me that ain't what motherfuckers think now.
Yeah, yeah. That definitely could
When I was a kid, motherfucker slapped me in the back of the head. The last thing he was thinking about was I gonna pull out a gun and shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
He might think I'm gonna say something slick and he ain't gonna do nothing but slap me again. But what I'm saying is that shit is missing. That's why parents or older people think the shit they think instead of doing what they used to do when I was a kid. Even if this dude was a heroin junkie, he would slap me in the back of the head. Nigga, take your ass to school. Man, I want to be out here. He going to slap me while I'm saying that. And he ain't going to one time think about a knife or a gun that I'm going to pull out and try to kill him for slapping him. That's because kids back then accepted that older motherfuckers cared. And they ain't going to let you fuck up. But today kids don't accept that. They accept video games, shooting.
Mm.
I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely see, I mean, when I was coming up, I played Grand Theft Auto, but it didn't feel that real. It didn't have, like, you know, now video games, you knock somebody's head off and it might look more real than real life. You know what I'm saying?
My point is, I'm not saying video games, the violence is fucked up, other than the fact that it's the only thing video games do. How come you can't win a video game doing some good shit?
Yes, yes.
I'm saying the good shit can be dangerous. The good shit can be whatever the fuck. But why does it have to be killing a motherfucker? Running innocent people over, stealing a car. Why does it have to be that promotion of crime?
Yeah.
No, answer that.
Because that feeds our primal instincts. That feeds what we want to do in society or how we want to, you know, just anger. You know what I'm saying?
What that is doing, which you're right, but I'm going to say it a different way. What that is doing is developing our primal instincts. Our primal instincts have been suppressed. That's why we're civilized. That's why we like we are, or, you know, were like we were. But the more people abandon what's right and just go by instinct, which is how they're doing in politics, which is how, otherwise, when I'm saying, think about politics. Everything your great-great uncle and grandfather and all them people died for on civil rights, and they got it in the Constitution. They got it in, you know, it's fucking law. Never did we think those motherfuckers would have died in vain because 40 or 50 years later, they're going to make that shit all over again. Because that's what they're doing now.
That's
what they're doing now. Only they know it ain't going to be all the killings and hangings and all that shit that was going on in the 60s. Because they're going to do it legally.
Yeah.
Before, it wasn't legal. But they was doing it because they were slave masters or whatever. Now, they got it to where they can do this shit legally. Tell me, how can people, everyone know? You know what gerrymandering is?
Gerrymander?
Do you know what it is?
No.
Gerrymandering is when one political group does everything they can to lie and cheat to make, let's say, this particular area part of their area. Now, let's say white people are this. In this area they're talking about, is totally black and Hispanic. But they can legally with gerrymandering, changed this particular place that's black and Hispanic, that should have a black or Hispanic or type representative, to having a white representative that don't represent none of them. But the reason they want to gerrymander it is because it gives them more people in the Congress and shit to overrule shit. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You did know it?
Well, I'm familiar with, like, not the actual term you're talking about, but I've done, like, jury duty, and I'm, you know, I'm familiar with some of the ways that the law...
Wait. That's not what I'm talking about, man. What I'm saying is, let's say when everything was fair, you got this and I got that. And as time go on over the years, I figure out a way to take what you got legally. And there's nothing you can do because of the legal way I took it. But it is clear that you're only taking this so I don't have a voice. I mean, you don't have, I'm only taking it so you don't have a voice. So what I'm saying, that's gerrymandering.
Yeah, now, it's like playing around. Like playing around with the interpretations of the law.
No, man. This is about voting.
Okay, yeah.
If 100, listen, if 100 black people or people of color can vote for this, and then instead of 100 people voting, we have one representative that represents our 100 votes, then that one representative, when he votes, he's representing all of us. But when you gerrymander, listen, when you gerrymander, you take a particular situation like that, and you make it, you redraw the boundaries of that, and the redrawn boundaries become something, an area that this white motherfucker represents. So otherwise, this white motherfucker ain't gonna look out for you, people of color. This white motherfucker is gonna say the people of color voted for this white shit. Because that's what he's gonna vote for. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So okay, I said all that to ask this question. What does that tell you?
About where things are going, or
no, man. What it tells you is that your vote ain't shit. What you think ain't shit, because these motherfuckers legally gonna say it ain't shit, and you ain't gonna be able to do shit but not be a slave. But you gonna have all the same shit making your ass can't do shit. Because you can't do what you want to do. You can only do what this certain people want to be done. And that's the way it goes. How can they redistrict X amount of places and gain seats by taking seats from the people of color?
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing, man. They're taking... Mm-hmm. all your voice away by redistricting where you're at. Otherwise, instead of you being in this all people of color district, you're a small portion of this white district. So you don't matter now. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, we got to look at shit like that, man. Because that's what's going on. You know, that's just what's happening. Hey, man, that was some good shit we talked about. So, the thing about me is when I tell you about a scenario that I was in, the whole scenario is a lesson. Just like any of my previous videos, they explain the importance of being like me, not being me, but being a person that fucking do what they think when they think it. Just in case you took a short bus to school, you want to be like me, just like you wanted to be like Mike. Then you want to be like Kobe. Then you want to be like LeBron. You want to be like us because we're all winners. We're on the winner's side to you. And you know damn well you want to be on the winner's side. So stop trying to make the stupid shit you think correct. I'll tell you what. From now on, the shit you think is correct. So you ain't about to come on my goddamn show asking me no goddamn questions. Whatever the fuck you think is right. So much so until it makes you the shit. I hope that works. Now, go out there with the goddamn shit you think. Just go out there with the shit you think and snag one of these motherfucking fresh, fine-ass motherfucking women that's out there waiting for your ass. You ever heard the early bird catches the worm? Well, do you accept what that means? I'm just saying, sayings are really important if you understand it's a secret language that conveys thoughts. What I'm saying is the early bird catches the worm means the same thing as nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. Both these sayings are to promote getting off your goddamn ass and doing something, making it happen, instead of complaining about shit or hoping shit's going to somehow get better. The next time you hear a saying like, you can't see the forest for the trees in your way, it's just telling you how to get past something. Now, what is it? What does you can't look? You ain't worth the salt that goes in your bread means. Look, what does that mean? If you looked at a recipe back in the day, and it had salt, I think teaspoon is the smallest amount. I think, I'm not sure. But when you don't really need that much, they would say put a pinch of salt in. So I'm saying that's what they would say about fucking cornbread or whatever. Put the pinch of salt in it. And we would hear, you ain't worth the salt that go in your bread. So that means you ain't worth shit. We need to know everything. Everything that's going to allow us to catch women. And most of it's based on how you perceive or interpret what the hell a woman says or do. Now, ain't no woman going to cross her legs in front of me without me assigning a meaning to it. And the cold part about me is I'm going to tell baby what I assign that doggone. I'm going to tell her what crossing her legs mean to me. Now, I'm going to say, baby, you know, to me, crossing your legs mean that you really would appreciate a compliment on how you groom yourself, because that's what I see. I see you looking like you really take care meticulously at that, how you look. And I tell her that, and all she would do is cringe. Because I know what I'm doing. I would tell a girl, moving your legs like that made me notice how well you take care of yourself. So simple as that. I'm not gonna give her a compliment like you fucking square-ass feet doing it, talking about her leg or her shape or whatever the fuck. I direct and I drive the car. I drive the conversation. That's why I notice every motherfucker thing, and I assign a meaning to it, I make it mean something to me so that when she do it, that's where I'm coming from. And that helps me focus on catching. Because as I'm doing that shit, I'm speaking the language of me. And I'm getting her. I'm getting from her moves. And she's mesmerized by the things I'm saying to her. Because she's reacting to all of it. Even though she had no idea crossing her legs meant something. I'll make her start thinking about what I think. And then she's going to start predicting what she thinks blinking her eyes mean to me. Or tapping her foot. And that, my friends, is when it's a wrap. Because you got them totally into you interpreting shit that is like you speak in German and they never been to Germany or heard of German language, but they understand. How are you like and not like this statement? Now, if you were a zebra, but you wanted to be a horse, now you could dress like a horse. Someone can train you to prance like a horse, trot like a horse, and everything like a horse. But no matter what, there is going to come a time when you as a zebra, your nature is going to surface, and then what? See, what I'm saying is most of you guys are like that statement I just made. Because like the zebra, you're being taught to do something you're not used to doing, or you're not even capable of doing. Gaining and using confidence is not natural anymore. So you're being taught, now unlike the zebra, what you're being taught can become you. But no matter what you teach a zebra, it will always be a zebra. So I'm going to call it like it is. I'm going to call it like I see it. I was watching a rerun of Chris Rock, some shit he was doing, and he told a joke about who tells the biggest lies, men or women. Now, I wrote a few posts about how a woman is such a fucking liar. Even before she speaks, she's lying. So I basically agree that women are the biggest liars. But I asked my woman that question. And she had hella shit to say to defend women. None of which answered the question. But when I go out, I've done my daily activities, you know, hygiene, blah, 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 dress and all that shit. And I feel I'm ready to hit the streets and see what I can see. Now, when a woman walks out the door, can she say that? See, everything we say to a woman, especially a woman we just met, is based on what we perceive from what we see. Now, what can we perceive if everything we see is false or a lie? Now, think about it. You get up, comb your hair, brush your teeth, go out, put on your clothes, go outside. She gets up and she changes her hair, her eye color, her eyebrows, her height, her fucking complexion, her shape, the shape of her titties, and any other feature that I would see when I met her. Yet, as Chris Rock said, according to her, all she wants a man to do is be honest. She just wanted to be honest. This is why there are so many one-night stands going on today. Now, of course, truthfulness is a necessity in a relationship. But when I meet you and then get to fuck the shit out of you, I would like to at least think I fucked who I met. I don't want to see you, you know, let's say a few months down the line, then you turn out to be a woman with no morals or scruples, which is why you wanted me to believe I was falling for your motherfucking ass. What I'm saying is I want to wake up with who I went to bed with. I want her to be the same woman I met 6 months from today. Now, how many of us are proud of what we did this year? How many of us are proud of what we did a few months ago? Okay. How many of us are proud of what we did last month? What about last week? What about yesterday? See, I'm one of the few dudes who can answer, I am, to all those motherfucking questions. Because I know it ain't a one-day goddamn thing having your shit together. You can't have your shit together today and not have it together the day after tomorrow. Being on top of it goes on throughout the year. And I do not need January to come for me to motherfucking make myself strive for perfection. I hardly ever make New Year's resolutions. Because what I'm saying is when I do make them, I make them that's real. I make them that's something that I can actually accomplish. Most times I do it, when I do it, I'm just trying to be included with the family, you know, whatever activities of the season. And I made my resolve years ago. And that's to always try to do, never stop trying to do or reach for it. No matter what step I'm on. If I'm on step 99 of 100, I'm still going to be reaching. I mean, that's just how I roll. If you feel that you were blessed, I mean blessed with good looks, a higher level of intelligence, you got your health, you got class, you got style, and a confidence that's like no other. I would say you must be a pimp. The good looks. The good looks came once you realize you had a particular way you can look. And your intelligence allows you to acknowledge that you needed to look a certain way. Your health will allow you to chase that rainbow for years on end and never get tired. And your class will expose to all how proud you are to be in your position. The style you have will become uniquely you, and people will notice. And all of this combined with you knowing you're a total package makes you one confident and desired man. The video or videos I make starting in like 2011 and I have to date damn near 500 of them. All my videos are tied into my course. So those of you who have the course can really use the way you think to look at the topics on each of the videos. And you can look up those topics with totally different eyes. Now, the reason my videos in my confidence course are so on point is the information is delivered in plain English. I do not speak in some kind of goddamn code. I don't want you to cipher or figure out what the fuck I'm saying. I want you to understand in English that you can do what I'm talking about. You can relate to the way I speak because, you know, I'm you. In relating to me, is really easy because I'm you. And the icing on the cake is how much game I spit at you. Sure, it's entertaining, but I keep it real. And real is fun. Do yourself a favor and treat yourself to some real, to something real this season. See, but this shit is real. I want you to understand, it is real. We all possess the qualities to make somebody happy. Why don't we use this shit as regularly? Well, why we don't use it regularly is actually beyond me. So, this Christmas season, you should make a promise to yourself to extend a hand to someone who's experiencing misfortune. It can be something as simple as handing a homeless person a buck, all the way to volunteering in a soup kitchen. Extend a hand to a less fortunate person and see how much joy or how much pleasure it might bring you. I can't fathom why some of you are still coming up short with all this knowledge I be kicking on the streams. I speak about a lot of things that are important to, you know, making a man who he is or who he wants to be. It is really not that difficult, but then again, it is. Improvement awaits any person who's willing to improve. But there's the conundrum. Who admits when they need improving? What I say won't be for most of you. There's only a few that's going to really read or watch and understand what it is they're seeing. And to those of you that do, I just salute you. I salute the vision that you're going to have. You're going to be able to see clearly in the future. Because what a lot of you don't realize, it takes a lot to develop that third eye. Their third eye is really the eye you need to see what you need to do in life. The cars, the jewelry, and all this material shit, that ain't going to last, even though it ain't going nowhere unless you fuck it off. But it ain't going to last, whatever image that shit make you have. You know what will last? Your goddamn reputation. That's why you should protect it. Don't get caught up thinking life won't last. It won't. I mean, excuse me, it will. And all mistimping, miss being a man, all those deeds will follow you. Just as all your straight lace being a man, standing on your principles, straight lace tripping, that's going to follow you too. Living it, loving it. Most everything I say won't be accepted by everyone. Only a few will see the vision. Is the value. What? Only a few in the value. I'm serious, of thinking like a pimp. Only a few. To those few that do, I salute you and I hope I can have just a iota to do with your success. You see, I'm not jealous of you motherfuckers like you think. In no way am I jealous. I continue to live through you guys. That's why I want it proper, because I can't live through the bullshit. But if I got proper, then that's what I'm seeing. You know, I really want you to be giant motherfuckers until you think you're damn enough. And everything you do and this game is important. Don't make the mistake of picking the cars, the jewels, all that shit is what it's about. You know what it is about. It's about your reputation. Each and every mispimping, fucking unmanly move you make will follow you to each city you go to. throughout your own journey into history or the history of this fucking game, just as each and every straight-laced motherfucking move you make will too. Listen, I'm getting ready to close out. You got to live for your twilight years, fellas. You got to live for your twilight days to be enjoyed. You want to enjoy them in pure splendor. Whenever you look back, you do not want to have regrets of what the fuck you did. Your reputation is really all you're going to care about. You don't think that now, but in the end, that's all you're going to care about is what your reputation is. I feel for the unfortunate brothers who equate their value to the type of woman they have. Otherwise, if you got a 10 woman, oh, you're quality shit. Man, that's so far from the truth. Your true value is based on how you or how true you state to your beliefs about life. A fine-ass woman can be a fucking zero. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to being in your corner. And a big old ugly bitch can be worth her weight in gold. It's all about what you deem priority. Don't make the mistake that beauty equals loyalty, because you'll find beauty is a far cry from perfection or loyalty. The beautiful lady is just that, beautiful. And not that beautiful women, you know, I mean, that not so beautiful women not only have, you know, studied how to treat her man. Shit. That's actually fucking not true. Beautiful women don't care how they treat their man. But what I'm trying to say, the not so beautiful woman, not only, you know, has she studied how to treat her man, but she tries harder. And you know the person in second place always try hard. Now, I had a crew of mostly sevens. But every night, them motherfuckers came in and paid like 11s. Real talk. Hey, I'm gone. I got a lot to do for the rest of the day. What time is? Oh, shit, 1:35. Hey, I'm gone.